This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and on the 11th of February, the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Fair is taking place for its third year, this time at the Foyle Arena in Londonderry. It's the biggest showcase of the latest assistive and adaptive technology for blind and partially sighted people in Northern Ireland. And we're joined today by Jo Kenny, RNIB PR and Communications Officer, to learn more about what we can look forward to. Hi Jo, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. That's great.
So what are some of the exhibitors that people can look forward to on the 11th?
This has been such a great event. We've had this the third year, as you said. And so this time we've got a sight and sound technology. We've got NaviLens, which are really interesting company to find out a little bit more about. We have got VisionAid. There's a local firm called PackFlat. And people probably have never heard of them, guys, but they've invented this amazing piece of technology that enables a blind person to basically cast their vote with a bit more accessibility. And so they'll be there as well. There's a load of local charities as well, like Guide Dogs will be there, Angel Eyes NI, Deaf Blind UK will be there. And then we've got a whole host of RNIB stalls as well. We've got the Products and Advice Centre, we've got the Reading Services team, Employment, Education and Children, ECLO, everybody's there.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great opportunity to learn more about new tech, but also just get sort of an understanding of the support and organisations available for blind and partially sighted people in the area. And you've also got the tech surgery this year, which is very exciting. Can you talk us through how that works?
Sure, yeah. Well, this is volunteer-led, basically, and it's a wonderful little thing. We started it from year one, but it's grown in popularity, and basically what we're saying is, if you've got a specific question or a bit of a tech query, you can come along, ask some of our amazing tech volunteers to basically help you sort out your, maybe like troubleshoot a little problem you've got with your iPhone, your laptop or your iPad or some other tablet. And hopefully they'll be able to give you, at least if they can't fix it, they'll let you know who can. And it's short kind of appointments, if you like, but just walk in on the day and the guys will be happy to see you. If you may have to wait a few minutes, not, I'm sure it won't be too long, but the guys will be happy to help if they can.
And this year is the third year. It's bigger and better than the years before. What are some of the best things from last year that you'll be bringing forward?
Well, I mean, since we started the idea of Tech Fair, this all came around, I suppose it was post-COVID pandemic, and we thought Northern Ireland needs a technology fair, a space, a one-day event where people can come and just find out about assistive technology and who sells it, who makes it, who provides it, how do you get started with it, how do you get training in it? Because as we all know, I'm blind myself, and I find technology empowers, if you've sight loss, it empowers you to get on and do things you want to do. Now, that could be something in the home, it could be at work, it could be, you know, something with the kids, it could be reading, so many things. And technology, quite often, is the key to unlocking independence and confidence. And we know that in RNIB. So what better way to bring all that kind of idea and that sort of narrative together than hold a technology fair, which is basically a big room full of people that talk about technology, and it's free to attend. Come along on the day. There's a link on our social media sites where you can pre-register just to skip all that, you know, who are you and where have you come from kind of stuff when you come into the building. But if you want to turn up on the day, that's just fine too. I would like to also say too that a massive thing we've noticed is there's a great social aspect to the events. It was apparent from year one that people just love to get together. And I find sometimes in today's kind of busy kind of hectic life, it's hard to get everybody meeting up if you're, you know, in the sight loss community to kind of meet each other. One of the biggest stories I think that came out of the previous years is people meeting up with friends they haven't seen maybe in months or years just to say hello and meet over a coffee, tea, and catch up, as well as finding out about technology. And I think it's important too that we kind of emphasize it. I find sometimes the word technology, it's a long word, but it's also a bit of a scary word for some people. Perhaps you've lost sight maybe later in life, and you just think maybe I'm too long in the tooth to learn new skills or to learn about computers and iPads and things. And I think events like the technology fair is our way of saying, look, whether you are an absolute tech whiz and know everything, or whether you know nothing at all and you want to learn about low-tech stuff like long canes or magnifiers or liquid level indicators all the way up through to JAWS and Zoom text and voiceover, all that great stuff. It should be there, and I hope that you can get your answers to your questions on the day.
How can people book or prepare to come along to the event?
Basically on Eventbrite, we have a registration link on there. You can find that on the RNIB Northern Ireland Facebook, Instagram, or indeed LinkedIn if you're a LinkedIn person. But as I say, at this stage, we've got under a week to go. So look, if you just want to turn up in the day, that's fine too. But if you want to skip the queue, as we all say, nobody likes queuing, do they? So if you want to skip the queue and head on in, you can pre-register and that would be great. It's just so we know how many to expect, really. Just to say, for those guys joining us by public transport, if you arrive to the Derry Londonderry bus or train station, we will have a shuttle bus laid on to take you the rest of the way from the bus or train station up to the Foyle Arena in Derry. It's not far at all, but I mean, if you don't know the city, then it could be far enough, can't it? It opens at 10 a.m, closes at 4 p.m, and we'd love to see as many as possible there on the day.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Joe Kenny, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we look forward to covering the event and talking in person with you there as well.